Construction on a major expansion at the Willis Knighton Cancer Center. Willis Knighton Health System is building a $40 million proton therapy center that will offer a high-tech, state-of-the-art radiation treatment for cancer. The move will create about 15 new jobs. There are 11 such centers nationwide. Dr. Lane Rosen is Willis Knighton's Director of Radiation Oncology. He says this center will offer the first compact proton therapy system.
This is a huge announcement for the country because it's my belief, and I think the belief of the majority of people in our field, that proton therapy someday will replace traditional radiation therapy in the management of localized cancers.
Rosen says proton therapy is especially suited for treating brain, prostate, and head and neck cancers. The advantage, he says, is its ability to target the tumor and limit radiation exposure in healthy tissue. He expects about 20% of his patients will receive this sophisticated therapy, but the treatment possibilities are growing.
If we could begin with about 15 patients a day and then possibly move to 20 patients a day, I think that would serve our community very effectively.
There are critics of proton therapy. It's costly, complex, and there are some conflicting studies about whether it performs better than the traditional radiation therapy. But Rosen has pored over the research, and he concludes that its ability to greatly reduce second occurrences of cancer makes the price tag worthwhile.
If, for example, we're able to reduce second malignancies, which can be caused by cancer care, by half, the late cost will be dwarfed. It will dramatically favor proton therapy.
Rosen says patients will be able to start treatment on it in the fall of 2014.